Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me, owner Brian Nagy of Yankee Barbecue, Simple Craft Barbecue. And Brian, a relatively new business, so whereabouts can people find you?
We're going to be located at 3379 Lakeshore Drive. That's in Hamburg. Actually, it's in the village of Woodlawn, over near the Ford plant there on the left-hand side if you're heading towards Hamburg on Route 5.
Pretty descriptive. I think people will be able to find that. In the interim, while you're still getting everything kind of settled there, you are still doing catering, so there are things that people can get from you right now.
Yes, absolutely. We do have a mobile smoker, so I can do drop-off catering, or I can show up at your site with my smoker, because that always impresses everybody. Get some smoke rolling, and then drool starts coming down, and people start chowing down.
And this is one of those things where, like, well, for the most part, men, and some women too, don't want to short them, always have this idea that they know how to do the best meat, whether it's like a burger or a steak, or in this case, barbecue. So how is it that you came about this business, and what makes your stuff the best?
Well, because it's my stuff, that's why it's the best. So I've been cooking ever since I was a little kid. My father used to take my older brother hunting, and my mom would teach me how to cook. So I've been into that. Probably the past 15 years or so, I've just got into barbecue and started watching a lot of videos, reading a lot of books, and I got really passionate about it. So you get a lot of people that, you know, like you said, they all have the best barbecue, but what it really takes is passion. And, you know, people joke and say, you know, oh, what do you put in your food? Well, love. And that's completely true. You got to love what you're doing and just keep striving every day to make it better and better and better. And that's what I've been doing for 15 years. And that's why mine's the best.
Without giving away all the details, because certainly the, you know, recipes being all proprietary and stuff, mm-hmm. are we talking what people would consider a traditional barbecue, that kind of a brownish-reddish sauce or something along those lines?
So we're doing specifically Central Texas-style barbecue. There's, you know, a million different barbecues out there. You got Kansas City barbecue and Carolina, and they're split between the North and the South and the East and the West. I just really took a liking to Central Texas style barbecue. It's not, sauce wise, it's not a thick Kansas City style sauce. Central Texas is more of a watery, kind of vinegary sauce with just a little bit of heat in it. Not enough to make your eyes water, unless you want that. We can definitely supply that for you. But, you know, it's a nice thin sauce, and the way the meat is cooked and with the type of wood that's used, you really don't even need sauce at all.
And this is partly smoked, too, necessarily, the barbecue?
Yeah, it's all smoked over oak wood. In Central Texas, they use post oak. We can't get that up here, so I just use local oak. So trying to recreate it as best I can with what I can get locally.
Sure, a Western New York spin, if you will, on a Texas fave, I guess.
Absolutely.
Way to put it. So what was it about that style that kind of captured your attention? That's kind of what you grew up with? That's what you knew?
What captured my attention was that it's not drowning in sauce. I never really like to go to a barbecue place and, say, get a rack of ribs and they just slather it in sauce. Personally, I don't want to taste the sauce. I want to taste the meat, and I want to taste the smoke. And through that, I'm tasting that the pitmaster knew what he was doing, and I want to taste that piece of meat cooked perfectly. And that's what Central Texas style is. It's, you're really tasting the meat and the smoke, and you can tell that the pitmaster knows what he's doing.
And as far as what Yankee Barbecue does, are you still just talking solely ribs, or do you do more cuts? And is it all of the meat groups, if you will. Is it pork, beef, and chicken?
Yes. So we're going to be offering brisket, ribs, beef ribs. You may have heard of them referred to as dino ribs because they're gigantic. They look like dinosaur ribs. That's going to be one of our specials. We're doing chicken because we're in Buffalo and people like chicken here. In Central Texas, they do turkey. They don't really do chicken that much. So brisket, ribs, beef ribs, chicken, and sausage as well. And then we have a few homemade sides.
Yeah, I was going to get to that because you can't talk barbecue without some sort of sides. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. There must be maybe a slaw up as part of this.
Yes, absolutely. We're keeping it really simple, though. As far as sides, we're doing a coleslaw on the side. We're going to do barbecue baked beans and cheesy potatoes and a smoked mac and cheese. And that is it. Nice and simple. The menu doesn't have a million things. You can look at it and pick what you want really quick.
Good, because the thing that annoys me the most in going to any restaurant is waiting for the person in front to make up their mind.
Yeah.
So with fewer choices, you don't have that problem as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that goes along with being passionate about what you're doing. I think you do a few things very well instead of a ton of things okay.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking with Yankee Barbecue owner Brian Nagy. And as far as the when you do get the sit down location opened, what kind of a appearance will it be? Is this going to be kind of like the lunchroom look, or more of a I don't know, like a casual dining experience? What were you going for with the interior?
Actually, pretty casual, a little rustic and a little hip. So when you come in, it's rustic looking. You're going to go up to a window. You're going to order your drinks, order your sides. You're going to come down to a giant cutting board and order what you want. Part of the aesthetic of the place is the way you order it. You don't have to have a whole rack of ribs and two sides, or a half rack of ribs and three sides. If you want two ribs, a piece of sausage, and a slice of brisket, you can get that. It's mostly weighed out on a scale, you know, so it's by the pound, and it just makes it easier to order like that. That's the way they do it in Central Texas. I was down there a few weeks ago, and I loved the experience. So, you know, you come in, and you can take your food to go, or you can go and sit down. We've got seating for just under 30 with a countertop I just built with stools, and we're putting in plugs for the millennials.
And of all the cuts of meat and or the sides, is there a particular personal favorite that you have?
Brisket, by far, the best. Like I mentioned, I was just down in Austin a few weeks ago, and they're known down there for their brisket, and man, is it amazing. Melt in your mouth, fall apart brisket. I love it.
Yeah, what little I know about the process, because my brother does a little smoking on the side, that's not one of the easier cuts to actually get right.
No, it definitely takes a lot of practice and a lot of patience. Whereas ribs, you know, you can be done in 4 or 5 hours. A brisket could take you 12 to 16 hours. So it's a lot of messing around with your heat and your fire, making sure you keep a consistent temperature. If you don't, the collagens in the meat aren't going to break down right. It's definitely tough, but once you master it and take notes while you're doing it, then the outcome is just amazing.
Yeah, and totally different setup than the outside, because you're always worried about wind direction, wind speed, and that and kind of the dampening and how much of the air to let go through. Of course, inside you've got all that stuff controlled, right, which helps in the process.
Right, absolutely. And that's the one thing. Down in Texas, all their smokers are outside because they're in Texas. We are in Buffalo, and we have winter. So we do have a couple indoor smokers. And I am going to use my outdoor smoker when the weather permits. But, yeah, definitely will help keep things stable, you know, kind of dial in your heat and stuff.
So before you became a pit master, did you have another line of work that you were doing?
Yes. I used to be a pile driver. I used to be in construction work. I was in construction for about 15 years.
And just one of those where the whole physical toll finally took its toll, and you're like, well, I can do stuff that's easier and stuff I'm more passionate about, because I think that kind of comes out in our chat here.
Absolutely. Yeah. The opportunity popped up, and What you said is absolutely right. I'm done beating my body up, and I want to do something I really love. So, like I said, opportunity popped up, and I jumped on it.
And again, we're looking at this location, Yankee Barbecue, coming to 3379 Lakeshore Road, if you want to do the old MapQuest-y thing or whatever the kids do these days. Is there another way to get a hold of you in the interim, again, while you're getting settled in, that they can take up the opportunity to do the catering end of things?
Yes, absolutely. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. It's at Yankee Barbecue 716, and there are a few different Yankee Barbecues there. It'll be the one that says Simple Craft Barbecue. Or you can email us at yankeebarbecue716@gmail.com. We do have a phone number up for the brick and mortar is 716-768-4991 as well. But the brick and mortar is not up and running, so I don't really check that voicemail that much. So really, Facebook or email would be the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Sure, and I can go either way on this. Adult beverages or just a regular pop on tap?
Both. We're going to do some good craft beers. Not on tap. Everything's going to be cans and bottles. Just makes it easier for everyone. So you can come down and get some craft barbecue and have a craft beer.
And any of the locals involved in that, or you're just going with the simple, easy, traditional?
As far as
the drinks, adult beverages.
Oh, absolutely. Got to go with the locals. I mean, everyone likes their local brewery. I feel the same way. So, yeah. And we got to support our local businesses. So.
Very cool. Definitely absolutely worth looking out for, just from that aspect. If not, of course, well, the quality stuff that you have at Yankee Barbecue.
For sure.
Now, anything else that we should make people aware of?
You know, one thing I just really wanted to stress, and I mentioned it before, was it's a completely different experience as far as ordering. You know, you can come in and you don't have to get a plate with a ton of food on it. You can come in and get anything you want. Maybe you just want a little snack. You come in, you order one rib and one slice of brisket, get a pop or a beer and go sit down or take it to go. Completely different experience. The food's carved right in front of you and plated in front of you. Goes right on a tray with some butcher paper and some white bread and pickles and go chow down.
Easy deal and easy to get to, too. So
absolutely.
Perfect on both counts.
Yeah.
Well, very much appreciate it, and continued success with the business.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me in.
Sure. Brian Nagy, owner of Yankee Barbecue, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.